engraved by my bounds, pinned to the wall with a lobster beam.
Kato Sia in Fresno. Sponsored radio for Northern California. You interact.
I would have to interact.
Interactive was not catching on.
A man who is desperately depressed is not capable of making a reasonable choice.
Pain. Ow! Ow! God, that hurts! Oh! Oh, my... Ah! Oh, somebody give me a bandage!
Table here.
Mr. Cockroach,
Sometimes I want to die in my bed.
All I can think about is where that cassette case out of your way.
Man chooses himself, hero with a thousand faces. It's the third night and the walls are shaking boys, dying boys. Pleasure bringing pain, it's all the same. I put my hand by my mouth so I know I'm still breathing. So we joke about the TV set, calling it the eyes.
Why you're shining in the dark?
What the hell people see, what I see? I would love to be a pillar of strength in my community. A little order, a little grace, something new to fill up this place. Live a thousand lives, by Christian march, this song for you.
Don't. A play like me, you was burning or something like a savior doctor.
Let you go, let you go.
Is the weatherman out there tonight? Okay. Reach up with that long barking.
For the likes of this means Griff Smith, you will go dig, dig, dig!
I was in a very warm and loving place.
Well, I wouldn't have to keep clean. Well, I wouldn't have to keep the room clean. Rob, you live in a big stuff.
I could hear the muffled grunts.
Very slowly breaking up.
I gave down the flint spire, and then my shape began to unroll and lengthen until fully draped over the tower, I was plunged into wet, seething darkness. And then out into the light again, and then deep into the darkness again.
I recognize.
I denounce the system as I embrace it.
You chopped your wife and daughter up in the woods.
I used to love.
I want money and power.
How they fought
and
blew your
brains.
How they smelled
and you blew your brains.
And now I.
And you blew your brains.
I dread it when they come into the room because I loathe the way they make me feel.
And you blew your brains.
Prestige.
And you blew your brains.
And one rating. This is success.
And you, who have no knowledge of me whatsoever, have the power to condemn me to a life of torment because you cannot see the pain?
At least I can say I'm sorry.
There's no blood, there's no screaming. So you can't see it, Your Honor, if you saw a mutilated animal on the side of the road, you'd shoot it.
Audience!
And I am not asking anyone to commit an act of violence.
My train of thought would not be interrupted.
And then out into the light. In and out and in and out.
Get out of the way! You keep away from that signature. There's only a couple of hundred dollars in there, mister.
That'll do it to stop.
It's okay.
Please, please, mister, don't take that money. I need it.
I was curious about, like, yeah, I want the sex, but I get boring.
Is it worth mental anguish or physical pain? And why are some people's thresholds for pain so much higher? For instance, I take 10-inch needle and shove it through my forearm and put myself through mental anguish, wondering if I'll be able to make it to work in the morning. Giving myself ulcers, which would in turn be physical pain. It's about where I'm at, the same thing. Which is the better of the two, unadulterated lust or thick, surgical romantic love? Which passion do you favor? Thank you for your response. And now,
I feel like I'm living it.
And I was strained to the breaking point.
And I was hurting.
And some dreadful, viscous substance was pumped into my underside.
Suleiman, the entire metropolitan area has got to be alerted to the fact that life is still at large.
Horses will be quite safe. We save your money every week.
Yes, this is Frank Critical. Who's calling? Oh, how are you?
Man, we have a really nice and glorious weekend. Cool with that.
That's good. That's fine, too, thank you.
Esterhazy. Brunhilde Esterhazy.
Pleased to meet you.
Why don't you come up to my place?
You what? Look, Chip. I've
been waiting for you all my life. I knew you the minute I saw you. You're for me. I like your face. It's open, you know what I mean? Nothing in it. The kind of a face I could fall into. Kiss me.
Please, Esterhazy.
Just call me Hildy. I could ditch these guys and come up to my place.
Now, look, lady, I hardly know you. I've only got one day in town. I want to see all the famous landmarks of the city.
This is me, kid. I'll tell you plenty. Hey, turn in.
Well, Mars, I spot what she sees you. Pop right out, I'll bet you. Come on, Ma, open up. Got a surprise for you.
For me, it never stops.
Do you know what that word meant originally? Suffering. I've opened my passion. Pure masculine. I've opened my passion.
Where have you been, son? Where? Jake, you brought home a woman.
What was at her disposal?
He didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep.
When she said it that way, right from that minute I knew I hated her. And that's the way it was from then on.
Why me?
There's more.
How can I? In an ultimate sense, I cannot know what I do in this place. But I do ultimate things. Irreversible things. I stand in the dark with a blade in my hand.
Can I use your car to take Ella riding?
Underneath the thick beards of snowy
white. Ma, mind if Ella plants some roses in your garden?
Oh, what a laugh it would have been.
Ma, is it all right if Ella...
That's the way it was. Hurried, everything hurried.
If Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
All I had was Jay, and he wasn't much. You can't blame me. You hear me? You can't blame me for not standing it. All my life I had nothing, and at last I was married, and I still had nothing. Her house, her car, her money, her son. I couldn't stand it, I tell you.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
So I killed her.
Mistletoe last night.
Why do I keep hearing Claude's words in my head? I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to do it. It's just that I want to sit here on top of a ladder and think and talk about everything for a little while.
Down the stairs to have a peep.
Killer. Everything will be yours.
Yours? Oh, God. And then louder and louder until my head was filled with it. Louder and louder until I
could...
Yes, I'll do it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Up in my bedroom fast asleep.
Jay went to work. I came down here. Oh, it wasn't very hard to do what I had to do. I remember every minute of it so well. Every minute. I called. And she came down into the basement.
You call me, Ella?
Yes, I called you.
What's the matter?
Somebody took the lid off the sewer down here.
Man takes the lard. Now, who could have done that? Heavy iron cover like that. Jay wouldn't have done it.
Is it deep down there?
What a laugh it would have been.
What's it deep? Ain't a sewer anyway. Covers an old well this building was built over.
Oh.
What are you hoeing about? Heard my son Jay tell you the same thing weeks ago.
Yes, he did tell me. Funny, I forgot. Oh, look.
If Daddy had only...
What?
Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
Down in the well, look.
I don't see nothing. What?
Oh, it's your well, isn't it, Mama? Your well. Everything is yours, so stay in it. Stay in it, Mama. Stay in it. Your well, Mama, but everything else is mine now. Everything mine.
Mama's gonna make all of your nightmares come true. Mama's gonna put all of her fears into you. Mama's gonna keep you right here under her wing. She won't let you fly, but she might let you sing. Mama's gonna keep baby cozy and warm. Ooh, baby.
Special broadcast is the quickest way I know to get a warning like that across.
Have there been any more reports on that since the bird dropped?
Two more in the last hour, Marshal. Heating up his activity. Gus.
I have no idea what I'm going to do.
And don't pull your punches on the broadcast, Cranston. Tell them all the facts.
This is in his diary. He said, she was beautiful in face, form, and lovelier still in spirit. As a flower, she grew. And as a fair young flower, she died. Her life had been always in the sunshine. There had never come to her a single great sorrow. None ever knew her.
Completely self-contained, yeah. Your problems will soon be gone. With me, soak up lots of pain, yeah. If you lose nothing to do, then we are like a sponge, yeah.
How deep into the muck we're gonna immerse ourselves?
We soak up, soak up, soak up lots of pain, yeah.
Abandonment. others regulate your body function. Others control thinking and feeling. Still others regulate all thinking and feeling. Still others regulate all thinking and feeling. Still others regulate all body functions. Others control memory. Some control thinking and feeling. Still others regulate memory. Still others regulate all thinking and feeling. Some control body functions. Others control thinking and feeling. Still others regulate memory. All are vulnerable to the effects of marijuana. 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 Some control body function. All are vulnerable to the effects of marijuana. Others control thinking and feeling. All are vulnerable to the effects of marijuana. All are vulnerable to the effects of marijuana. All are vulnerable to the effects of marijuana. So, how stupid do you have to be? 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 So 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 how stupid do you have to be? All are vulnerable to the effects of marijuana. So how stupid do you have to be?
Congratulations, We just discovered the secret message. Please send your answers to Old Pink, care of the Funny Farm.
Roger.
Tell a fortune.
I wouldn't have to keep pretending I was a nice guy.
Everyone in the city has got to know how dangerous Lash really is.
And then, once again, I regained the light. There were many others of my kind, each one with a similar, yet somewhat different story. And together, we all washed up on a beach with dirty needles, syringes, and vials of blood. The children gambled and frolicked in the surf.
Close, I kissed her our last kiss.
I found the love that I knew I would miss. But now she's gone, even though I hold her tight. I lost my love, my life, that night.
By technicians. We're going down to the central switchboard and have every line in the city open. Then we're going to listen.
If I were to choose my own subject, I would have brought you a message on the love of God put on heaven. But the Lord laid on my heart to bring you a message on hell. I say hell is a place of extreme bodily suffering. Hell is a place of loneliness. Hell is a place of loneliness. Hell is a place. Hell is a place.
That's good. I'm fine too, thank you. Call again. Goodbye.
Finding out that there's nothing, that if I let it all hang out, there would be nothing hanging out.
I love you, Eddie.
His final stages is getting savage and primitive. He's got to be located, Commissioner.
For the love of Mike, I've got the whole department working. What else can I do?
I've got an idea how we can locate him.
Now, go ahead.
With telephones.
Telephones?
Yes, the city's a network of telephone wires that ride like a web of invisible lines.
Yes.
Lash is radioactive. His body projects hard rays, like X-ray gamma radiation.
You explained that already. That's how he burns you.
Well, you can hear that radiation on any telephone wire.
We want to be free.
To
go where we want to go.
Why is that?
We want to be free to ride up the seats without being hassled by the man.
Why is that?
We want to get loaded. Yeah! We want to have a good time.
You cannot have a good time. Next caller, please.
It sounds like static.
You mean the flash
began the day he got the phone call from Gloria asking if he had any Nembutals. He asked her, and she said that she intended to kill herself. She was calling everyone.
That's it.
50 of them.
Call me up and cut
but
me down.
She needed 30 or 40 more. On the same side.
That reaction can be checked and traced by technicians. We're going down to the central switchboard and have every line in the city open. Then we're going to listen.
3.5 hours.
Are you going to cut me down? Caller, are you going to cut me down?
Yes, this is Frank Cooper. Who's calling? Oh, how are you? That's good.
Just a radio. Let's find another noise-making caller.
I'm fine, too, thank you. Call again.
Hey.
Goodbye.
Hello? Hey, can I cut you down?
Yes, cut me down.
Hey, are you from San Jose?
No, I'm from Campbell.
Oh, you are? You're from Campbell?
Well, I'm from Pennsylvania, but...
No, but you mentioned your phone number a little while ago. You said it was in the 408. Area code?
That's a mailbox.
Answer
we can't.
The phone.
We can't give phone numbers
the
over
telephone.
The air. We should know that.
It's the telephone.
The telephone. Hello, caller.
Hello. Okay, I'm happy. I got through. I tried hard tonight.
Oh, hi, Bill.
How you doing?
Hey.
I know who you are this time. Last time we spoke, I didn't know who you were.
The phone is an instrument of hate.
Oh, see, why do you say that?
I hate you.
Why?
Oh, we don't know. We're just biased little hypocrites sitting here in our comfy...
I have to look up the dictionary and check that out.
Did we check that out?
Do you know the original meaning of that word?
No, I don't.
It originally meant suffering, the way you get your own spirit from your own suffering.
Well, don't you think it kind of makes me think that that's when we really see the true spirit of a man is how he takes his suffering.
I'm sorry?
Don't you think that's how we see the true spirit of a man and how he takes his suffering? I mean, you know, we all see the World War II movies where the guy cracked up, he suffers too much for him, he cracked up, and the guy doesn't slap his face or something, bring him around. Hey, oh, thanks, I needed that. He didn't have the heart, he didn't have the spirit to take his suffering. I mean, don't you see some kind of correlation in that? I mean, your show's called Pain and Passion, and I wonder if you realize how heavy that is, what you're saying there.
Well, it was originally going to be a lot heavier and a lot more structured, but my, computer decided to erase all the information.
Well, I'm glad. I'm very anti-computer. I'm with John on that. I hope that makes you feel better.
I haven't been using any of it because it ate all my information.
You get along with the computer, though.
Do I get along with it?
Yeah. You've got no bias at all. No.
I have nothing against it when it works like it's supposed to.
Do you find that it's gay?
What?
Contrary to what it's supposed to be. I hear that computers have the ability to heal their own audience. They're very innovative in how they do it. There's
a lot
to it.
The
spirit of a man. I don't know. It runs contrary to a computer.
I can't tell you
metallurgy.
This is not metallurgy. This is Phineas Marco calling. We're not calling, but talking. I'm usually calling.
Take your home number out. I got it on tape. I'm going to call you sometime.
Go ahead. Feel free to harass me and call me any time of the day or night.
That's pretty good, you know. That's pretty good.
Just keep it ringing 24 hours a day.
Well, I'll try.
2 days a week.
It's very good if you talk for so long. It's so late. It's such a wonderful topic.
But the phone is an instrument of hate.
But I don't agree with that. It's not.
How do you respond to someone who says that the phone is an instrument of hate?
It's another dimension. The phone is another dimension.
The telephone is an instrument of Satan.
Well, it can be. It could be.
Why don't you prove it then?
I don't want to. Matt, you don't want to. You don't want to do that.
What you don't know about the phone is what you actually say into the receiver is not what the other person is hearing. There are very subtle changes.
That's very true.
Digitizations, remixing, all kinds of noise and static on the line, all kinds of things that distort the signal and recreate it and demodulate it and modulate it, and everything is all messed up whenever you're done with it.
And that you don't know ever what's going on in the other person's head.
How do you know that you don't know what's going on? Maybe what you know that's not going on is somebody else is not going on. Whether they're always going on. But does a Wall Street dude have to be evil and manipulative? Does a particular person become a Wall Street tycoon, or do Wall Street tycoons form other people?
Talk radio!
Freudian?
Excuse me, I've just got an example with a show in a contemporary
form of expression. We know that.
So why are you up at this time of the morning listening to the show? How long have you been listening to the show? You're just a fresh chicken. Why don't we get some veteran callers like Donald
Trump? I hope you never run into Bill Ryle. He'll really get up to you. That's good. Maybe someday, maybe 5-10 years down the line, the rest of us will be sitting in this seat right now, talking to callers the way that I am, pointlessly.
Thank you, Samson.
Thank you for calling.
Wait a minute. Hello?
Former President Ronald Reagan. Cars from my ranch in California.
Yeah.
I'd like to say I'm a big fan of your show. Also, I've been speaking for about 5 years.
Thank you.
And I've heard a lot about the
unnecessary jobs.
And I have to say that I've been smoking a lot of marijuana and taking a bunch of LSD. Yes.
About jobs which...
Can you do a good Ronald Reagan that is convincing to the American public something that we all can understand?
I got the radio, you'll see what I mean.
Go check it out.
You're not going anywhere.
I hate you.
Yes.
Oh, it's the beat calling. It's the beat calling.
Are you prepared to call me up and cut me down at your own leisure? I hate you. Goodbye. That's the recording. Thank you. I hate you.
You don't have any control over that at all.
You don't have any control over that.
Who's that?
I am.
Who are you?
Oh, man.
I've got a good name. How about Pond Scum?
You can't use Charlie Brown.
We were supposed to be at a cusp between the two, just sort of a cusp between one world and the next, you know, just one extreme and the other.
Kind of like shooting it's looking for. So
Collins, there's no call. Oh, there are phones.
There are callers.
What's your call responsibility?
Have you ever had a single moment thought about my responsibility? Hello, you're on the air, caller.
Explorations are going up.
Well, what about your responsibilities?
You have the slightest idea what a moral and ethical principle is.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, I'm concerned about the Mary Kay salesman who might really be the Fremont serial killer.
Well, you know, this show is brought to you by Serial Killers Anonymous, a subsidiary of Mass Murderers Unlimited.
Well,
sooner or later, we'll hear that.
He was spilling rotting bone marrow, and I recognized the signs of elephantiasis from the payphone that I was hiding in.
I think you can get too much pain from that. We're sort of at a middle point, right, between pain and passion right now.
Serial killers are people, too. We just kill people. That's just the way we are.
But I had a dream about the Zodiac killer, that he was erasing radio stations from coast to coast.
What do you think? Is it the same serial killer that back in the early 70s?
Well, you know, they haven't been making Captain Crunch since 1987, so I think it puts the whole thing in doubt. But I have to get back to my 24-hour monitor now of indecent material being broadcast.
Moral and ethical principle is.
Do you have any idea what a moral and ethical principle is, sir?
Perhaps you should play a card to answer.
Has it ever occurred to you?
Cards,
that ancient technology, we have everything on computer memory nowadays. Why would you ever use a card?
Nationwide alarms sounded as Burning Man breaks fear.
It's me they're talking about. I'm the Burning Man, and the entire city is in terror of me. The whole country's afraid of me. Afraid of the Burning Man.
Has it ever occurred to you? Hold it! principle is. Has he ever told you that investment is the future? Always thought about my responsibility. Never thought for a single solitary moment about my responsibility. You have the slightest idea what a moral and ethical principle is, do you? Do you? You have the slightest idea what a moral and ethical principle is.
Uncle Chewy, do you even know what the cloud is?
Of course. It's where you keep pictures of cats and your taxes.
That's not... Okay, what about algorithms?
Are those the fancy moves the kids are doing on TikTok?
Wow, we are so doomed.
Hold on now. We don't need any of that stuff because we've got KPFA.
KPFA?
Yep, it's on the radio. You just turn the dial and boom. Real news, real music, real conversations. No downloads, no passwords, and no spinning wheels.
Even you can handle that.
Exactly. KPFA. Where simplicity meets brilliance.
And it's listener supported, so it's all about community.
KPFA, 94.1 FM. No cloud, no algorithms, just great radio.
Looking for something real on the radio? From bold news and fierce analysis to deep music cuts and cultural storytelling, KPFA's got it. Want to see what we're serving up? Head to kpfa.org and check out our programming schedule. It's all there, hour by hour, day by day. And if you miss something, don't stress. Our archives are full of gems, ready when you are. So go ahead, click around, explore, and sample something new. Independent radio is alive and kicking, and it lives at kpfa.org.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. This is 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and online everywhere at kpfa.org.
Time to take my bath. I guess I'm good and dirty, but there isn't any way to play through the day without your getting dirty. When it gets to be 6:30, I'd better
wash my ears, and there's always that old neck. And then I'll call my mother, and she will scrub my back.
Mommy? Oh, Mommy, I'm ready for you to wash my back.
Come, dear. Well, it's up to my child in the tub, and who will scrub his back clean?
She will scrub my back clean.
Robert's up to who's child in the tub, who plays with the fish and the turtle.
I play with the fish and the turtle.
There now. I guess you're clean enough for one child.
Mop, mop, mop. I dry myself from tip to top. Dry myself here, dry myself there. Dry myself everywhere. I'm good and dry from my toes right off to my blue arms. There now. I'll brush my teeth. Get into my pajamas. No buttons. Hey, Bobby.
There aren't any buttons on my pajamas.
There now, I'm done.
I'm as clean as a bean right out of the pot. I'm as smooth as some cream without any clot.
I'm as neat as a sheet on a new-made bed. I'm sleeping
right up from my toes through my head.
Hello? No, I'm not just blowing smoke here. I love your show.
To strive is to fail.
Up next, you got Doug with Puzzling Evidence. This show is sick and whacked out. And stay tuned if you know what's good for you.
Network this.
network next.
Next.
Probably 10 yards long.
COVID.
I think you're going to have a big surprise, a beautiful surprise, sooner than anybody would think. But the answer is...
Yeah.
Linda. Hi, Linda.
I have a question for you. What do you think is your greatest accomplishment in your eyes?
I win!
Sir, are you telling the American people that two large steps constitutes a run?
Getting to net zero emissions.
This election, so historic, so crucial. Who will the people choose? Perhaps the president, but if not Mr. President, only time will tell.
Wait, come on, stand up. Look at
that, dignified.
Network.
guaranteed you're on the air.
Good night, Teddy.
Good night, Teddy.
Next.
The motion picture you're about to see, I think you'll find it a fascinating story. No geographical region of comparable size anywhere in the world is more abundantly blessed with the ingredients for prosperity and progress than is this 1,700 square mile strip of land stretching along down the west and the east. This movie attempts to portray the fact that this is the best location in the nation. A fine place to live, work, and raise a family. Possibilities unlimited.
You have been enjoying the Puzzling Evidence radio show.
Power plants, turbo generators, transmission lines, transformer banks, substations, cable vaults, service trucks, and a host of others. All of them are vital. All of them are vital. And a host of others. All of them are vital. But much more important than any of these things are the people.
Puzzling Evidence Show.
May I state emphatically that this recording will
not cure you of anything.
Build and operate and maintain. So this then is a story of people.
That's
who devote their skill and talent to providing an essential service for the people. Many men and women who have worked together through the years. But much more impressive than the accomplishments of the past is the outlook for the future. Brighter, more exciting is the outlook for the future. Brighter 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 is the outlook for the future. Brighter, more exciting, more abundant future for all of us fortunate enough to live in this, the best location in the nation. Thank you.
If you want something, go for it. God doesn't wait for you.
Wait, is it about the show?
Everything else is just noise. Plain and simple.
Next. box and relax.
Oh my god.
These convolutions. Cerebrum, cerebellum.
Where did you come from before sentences?
Oh, ever since the apple, garden with Eve.
This is a brain, not a cauliflower.
I used to walk to work every
day. The brain is here, these convolutions.
God help me. I
cerebral,
think, you know,
cerebellum.
This country has ever known so much about infrastructure as Donald Trump.
I know the H-1B. I know the H-2B.
The tax laws.
Finance than I do.
I know more about. We have
corpus
horrible clause. People that have no touch.
Medulla oblonga.
It's both.
We speak from the heart and we speak from the brain.
We're going to deal from the heart. We're going to deal from the brain.
I had to speak from my heart and my brain, just so we understand.
People that have no touch, no brain, no nothing.
Trump and for Donald Trump's very, very large a brain. China has total respect for Donald Trump.
Brain, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
And hopefully the brain attached to the mouth, right?
Psyche.
It's called, like, up here, and it's called memory, and it's called
come
other
get the
things.
Number one.
But I speak from the heart. It's both.
We speak from the heart, and we speak from the brain. We're going to deal from the brain.
I had to speak from the heart and the brain.
To see it today,
so
it
happens to be the truth. So I'm using this to force this melodious true story, which proves that history does repeat itself. And the events depicted up here happened just 100 years
ago. Hiya, fellas. It's kind of corny to say I wish I could be with you today,
but it happens to be the
truth. Yeah.
There was a boy named Herbie who loved music.
That's like the all-purpose excuse, you know?
He was always whistling and singing and humming. He was a lucky boy, too. On his block lived four neighbors who played musical instruments.
If I was going to say in English, I'd say, I know I'm late, but something very involved, it wasn't my fault, and it ate into my time. Like I had to wait for a long-distance call or something.
Oh, no, otherwise you had to wait for a call.
No.
connected them. I got hung up. You don't understand. Look, you say hung up when you want to discourage further inquiries, you know?
You surely must know, man. stretches from the dead ashes of an unforgiving nightmare to the jeweled vision of a life started anew.
I'm in the radio. I'm in the radio. I'm in the radio. I'm in the radio. Turn around. Turn around. I'm in the radio. Where am I now? I'm living in there. I've got a heart like a stone. I've got a life full of brain.
Oxygen level?
She's so pretty.
Tank
she
one is in the desert.
On the tank two is at 34.7.
MX4, take one.
Tank three is full.
Negative, it's still offline.
Keep trying.
Copy. Wilder, CO2?
0.6% holding firm. No, it's not the CO2 level you're worried about. Thought about washing up anytime soon.
Don't be a smart ass. Bennett, power up the CPU and run an engine test. Make sure we're still functional.
Do we really have to go through this?
There's a certain peace in the routine, Bennett. We have to do all that we can, which keeps us sane.
We have coordinates yet.
No!